Disclaimer: the intention of this podcast is not to ridicule or make fun of British persons nor their accent. We just find it enjoyable to speak this way. Indeed.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Tea Time. My name is Bartholomew, no last name.
I am Lord Peter Fethering Walthamstone III. That's, most of that was my last name.
Most of it.
And today we're going to be doing a special how to do it yourself episode. We're going to be talking about a ping pong ball flaming jet of doom and perhaps a Mentos Coke thing. Yes. I'll start off with the ping pong ball thing. First, you're going to need your ingredients. You need 4 ping pong balls. You need 1 unit of aluminum foil. I'd say just enough to cover the ping pong ball. And a match, and preferably something on which to light the match.
Ooh, pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics, yes. A small remote detonator, I suppose, can be used in lieu of the match.
Alrighty.
But if you have one handy, please. Anyway, so, you take the first ping pong ball and poke a small hole in it, perhaps with a screwdriver or something. And then you take the other 3 ping pong balls and you crush them up into as small pieces as possible. And you shove these pieces into the original ping pong ball. You then cover the ping pong ball in aluminum foil with just the original hole showing, and you light the hole. You hold the flame up to it, and fire will shoot out for a good 30 seconds, and sometimes a lot of smoke. It's lots of fun and pretty safe to do. So that's my how-to. How about you, Bartholomew?
Yay, safety. Now, a note on that. What should, in addition to the ingredients, should people at home be doing? Like, should they be doing this in their living room?
Outside activity only.
Okay, outside.
Outside and not on the grass, because fire plus grass equals
death.
More fire. Yes.
All right.
Buckets of death.
Yes. Should they be wearing any special eye goggles or something? Maybe an oven mitt, perhaps?
Unless you're holding the ping pong ball up to your eye whenever you're first lighting it, you should be actually quite fine. Just hold the flame up to the hole and don't have your hand in the path of the hole. Other than that, it's really actually quite safe.
Splendid.
Yes, I think so.
Let's see. Well, I had it when we were talking about this, popped into my mind that you could take Mentos and some sort of diet soda drink. Hello?
Things are happening off screen.
Yes, things are happening off screen. Take Mentos and Diet Coke, and again, do not do this indoors. It's not very safe. It would be quite messy. But you should do this somewhere outside. Now, you can do this on the grass, unlike taking a ping pong ball and lighting it ablaze. but, yes, preferably in your front yard, if you have a front yard, for others to watch and be like, WTF, mate. So, so what you do is you can take Mentos, put it in a bottle of diet soda of your choosing, and prepare to be amazed.
Just how amazed should one prepare to be, Bartholomew?
Quite amazed. Yes.
Quite amazed. I'd say that's around an 8 or so.
8 out of 10?
Yes.
Teacups?
8 out of 10 teacups, yes.
I see.
Being passed away by Mentos and soda.
Now, if you want to change it up a bit, you could replace the Mentos with dry ice to get even boomier effect.
Oh, the fabled dry ice bombs.
Yes.
Now, this is an area of expertise of mine. I have this almost down to a T in terms of science. Anyway, so, right. You take 1 2-liter bottle, empty. You take dry ice and crush it up into small chunks that you can then put inside the 2-liter bottle. This can be done with gloves, but you must act quickly. It is much safer to do this with safety. You take the dry ice bits and you put them into the 2-liter bottle until the bottom of the... Okay. On the bottom of every 2-liter bottle, there's these five little peg things that keep it standing upright.
Right.
You fill enough dry ice to just fill above that.
Okay.
Above the top of those little peg things. Mm-hmm. And then you fill with water up until, I'd say, roughly 1/3 full. And you tie off, or you twist on the cap tightly. Mm-hmm. And I don't suggest shaking it in your hand or throwing it. I really suggest putting it down and... Well, walking away usually gives you enough time, but still running away would be safer.
Mm-hmm.
Using my method, you should have 1 to 2 minutes before the dry ice bomb explodes. And above ground, this will make a very loud bang. Loud? I believe that's large and loud at the same time. Yes, a very loud bang.
Loud.
Loud. L-U-G-E. I just made a new word. We're sticking with it. Anyway, so, very loud bang and a bit of a puff of smoke. If you have a backyard with lots of dirt, you can bury it under the dirt. You should have enough time to do that as long as you act very quickly and then of course run away, and dirt will be thrown into the air just like those special effects from the movies with mines and, you know, shells hitting the ground. It's quite interesting. It's like a war movie in your own backyard.
Ooh, splendid. Take the camera out.
Absolutely.
Anyways.
And as a disclaimer, in terms of the safety of this, as long as you are not actually holding the dry ice bomb, the only danger you really should come into is damage to one's ears if you're extremely close to the blast. Other than that, especially when buried, there is virtually no danger presented to any of you nearby the blast.
And do not put your face directly over the opening of any bottle, whether it's a ping pong ball or anything that has to do with Mentos or dry ice.
Yes. For the record, it actually isn't the top of the bottle that usually ruptures in dry ice bombs. It is actually the side.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
It's 9 out of 10 times.
Mm.
Yes. I was very bored this summer. So.
Very nice.
Right. Oh, Bartholomew, quick question. What would you do if you won $20 million?
What would I do if I won $20 million?
No, £20 million.
Oh, £20 million, I see. I would shake it in front of an American's face and say, ha ha ha, I have £20 million and you don't.
And then hit him in the head with the big bag of money.
Exactly.
Could you lift that amount?
Probably not, but that's okay. I'll take about a couple of million pounds and smack it in their face. let's see. What would I do with £20 million? It's the age-old question.
Yes, it is.
The £50 million question. I don't know what I would do. I would not get a bottle of Visine. what would you do with £20 million? What would you do with £20 million? Randomly.
I suppose I would buy myself a very nice car, which, granted, while not original, is something I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would travel the world. Yes.
Seems
and
reasonable.
And invest the rest so that I could live comfortably the rest of my life off of it.
I see.
That's supplementary income. I would still work, just because... Even if I was to get £10 million today, I don't believe that would be enough to live the rest of my life.
Perhaps not, but making a contribution to society by joining the workforce is very,
admirable?
Yeah, that's the word.
That's the one. That's the ticket.
What ticket? I mean...
it's a ticket to an airplane.
Yay.
Yay. Speaking of airplanes, I discovered something today.
Oh, yes.
And all of you should go and look this up on your own, because I haven't researched it very well. But it's called Y-Fair Tickets, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The letter Y-Fair, FARE tickets. And supposedly it's actually first class tickets that are supposed to look like coach tickets. And there's a couple websites that keep track of these, and they're apparently at roughly the same price as if you walked up and got a coach ticket like the same day of the flight. So for not very much money, you can get first class.
Very nice.
I think so.
I think so as well.
Yes.
Mm. Any closing statements before we end?
Nope, not today.
Okay.
Not today. Bah. What'd you say?
I said okay.
Yes, okay. How about you? Do you have any?
Do I have any closing statements? I don't believe so.
Ooh, I do. I have one. I thought of one. That's a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Once again?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. That's my closing statement.
Right, and we'll let all you viewers ponder on that as you join us next week for another edition of Tea Time.
Yep. Yeah.